It's a war zone out there. They're destroying the city. I'm trying to help here.
Don't say another word. Come on.
I told you what I saw.
What is going on here?
It's not that simple.
I know exactly who you are.
Hello and welcome to another movie podcast, the show that'll never, ever, ever stay overnight in Detroit. I'm Oscar. With me today is...
Raphael.
Anthony Mackie. Yeah. Nice. This is our bonus episode for the month of August. And if you're listening to this in January of 2018, that means you missed out on the bonus, but it's now available to everyone. Depends. And this is time-release radio. We're time-traveling, Raph. Do you feel like a time traveler when we do these?
No. I feel like I should have wrote the notes down.
Right. And today we will be covering just one movie, of course, as per bonus thing. It's Catherine Bigelow's latest film, Detroit, written by Mark Ball as well. Real quick, feedback can be sent to, podmoviecast@gmail.com and otherpodcast.com to find this episode and all the rest of the bonus episodes we've ever done. Now, without further ado, let us begin with our review of Detroit. The true story of one of the most terrifying moments during the civil unrest that rocked Detroit in the summer of 1967, amidst the chaos of the Detroit Rebellion, with the city under curfew and as the Michigan National Guard patrolled the streets, three young African-American men were murdered at the Algiers Motel. 50 years after the events of July 25, 1967, the question remains, what happened at the motel? Rough. This female director has always been we've been a big fan of hers, right? We've seen her movies, right?
I think so.
Big fan of her collaboration with Mark Boal, who is kind of a journalist, history writer as well, and screenplayed the movie for The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty,
right,
which of course she directed with him.
Right.
And then before that, you know, she made her bones in Jamie Lee Curtis cop movie, Strange Days, of course, that vampire movie with Bill Paxton that is escaping me right now. And that surfer heist movie. You
know, Point Break.
Yep. So she's
Blue Steel, that's the other
Blue
movie
Steel.
You're thinking about.
Blue Steel, there you go. I was going to say Blue Shield.
More about it. The internet helps me.
The internet does help. See, I always try to play off my
memory. Yeah, so I've seen a good portion of her movies.
What do you think of her?
She doesn't make one thing. It felt like that earlier, but I think she in the end is always talking about something. There's always a big topic behind her, like people's actions and stuff like that, reactions and
for sure,
you know. Stories.
And she is also not afraid to jump around genres and stuff.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, she's good that way. So we like her. So without
guess what I didn't like in this movie.
What didn't you like?
Character-wise.
So what did you think of Detroit?
I thought it was an interesting beginning and end. I'll say that right away.
Okay.
But the middle, all the meat and potatoes,
no,
weren't bad. They were actually, for a movie's sake. Not saying it was kind of fucked up to watch. And what do they call those? What do they call this type of movie? Where it's recreated through interviews, right, or through as much as possible.
Dramatizations.
Yeah, dramatizations, exactly. It's a dramatization of a recreation of what supposedly happened, because in the end, we really don't know,
right,
what happened, right?
Right.
But and this is as close as we can get, and this is from what we've gotten information-wise, right?
Right.
And obviously made for movies for the big screen as well. So yeah, there's a lot going on there. That being said, yeah, I mean, it was definitely something really interesting that happened, and it's like I felt like the stuff that's going on in the background and why everything's happening I felt like it escalated very fast, like it's through this movie,
mm-hmm.
And then from what we see in our characters and everything that's happening, I felt like all of this could have been avoided had any of them. What's it called? I guess not. I don't know. I don't want to say spoken up or anything,
mm-hmm.
or just been more cautious. And it's easy to say now, I guess. But
right, yeah, hindsight.
But at the same time, I wanted to yell at certain parts. Like, why don't you just say something, right? In the movie.
Yes, yeah.
But at the same time, like, they don't have, they shouldn't have to. Like, at the same time, like, you feel the answer, like, well, you know what? If I was there, I'd be doing the same thing almost. Like, I would hope I would be, you know?
Sounds like this movie elicited a reaction or two.
It did elicit a reaction or two. But yeah, overall, I did have, I did like the movie. I did enjoy what it was talking about, and it's like this time capsule of this time, of this specific moment that happened. Sure. I just, sat, like I said, interesting parts were the beginning and the end, because it was like wanting to talk about something, but it kind of fell short. But
by interesting, you mean you feel mixed on it?
I feel mixed more, I guess, towards the end, but the beginning, I kind of didn't really like as much.
Okay.
I felt like it didn't fit well with the movie.
I'm here, yeah. I'm with you. Actually, I'm with you on that very much. The beginning, as a this film has a cold open of showing you America's history with slavery and the African Americans in general, like a whole thing,
Like 3 minutes or something, 2 minutes.
It's like a it's like a 2-3 minute opening that I'm sure Spike Jones would have to give approval for. Like that's how much it's like trying to shove this down your throat right away of what it's trying to tell you, and I only say that now knowing that now having finished the movie. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, they're opening with this.
Right, yes.
Let's see where it goes.
I said the exact same thing. I was like, oh, wow, okay,
they're opening with the beginning of slavery.
We're getting right into this and this and that. And then it was like nothing about that for a long time. And
right.
But at the same time, like I kind of get what they wanted to do. For me, it fell short.
For me, too. It's it ultimately came out to be a disappointment, and which is not mirrored in the ending. The ending I have different feelings for. We'll get to it in spoilers.
Exactly.
But yeah, I guess I'm overall in the same boat with you. I'm mixed on this movie overall, not just because of the bookends, but because of
the potatoes or the meat.
The meat also. I think the meat's tainted by being too hard. Like by being
too hard,
yeah. Okay. I think the meat is tainted by like you know the whole idea of like what is it that hunters say like when they hunt like don't scare the animal because it spoils the meat. Kind of like I feel like something spoiled the meat in this movie, which is like because besides the opening and there's more to the opening by the way. There's like 10 extra minutes of showing you the civil unrest.
Yes.
Showing you Detroit in shambles, showing you Detroit and all this harsh, you know, clear, blatant cops v black people resentment.
Yes,
and
100%
racism galore, and it's not only say it's cool, but it felt traumatic and good, I guess. Traumatic means good. So, yeah, I like that stuff. But the movie, really, in the majority of the movie, it takes place in this Algiers motel. And I have to say that when I came out of the movie, I felt like the purpose of seeing a lot of this torturing and malcontent and biases, I felt like it led nowhere significant. That's why I feel like the thing is tainted. But as a set piece itself, it is directed really well. She's adopted this whole handheld fashion, Kathryn Bigelow lately. Okay. Like she was.
Is that
never,
what that is? Is that what that is?
Yeah, like the close up where she moves a little bit. Yeah. Just like the handheld. I mean, they have a rig on their.
Sure,
person.
They have to.
But that
There's
person
no fucking
is.
Way that guy has
but a person is holding that camera.
Unless that guy like dropped out of like surgery school or whatever.
There's a difference between that person holding the camera and then a person on a tripod, a camera on a tripod. Right?
Okay, cool.
Or on a crane. I think I'm pretty sure that's what she's doing, and she's done it with the last two movies. So she's adopted this thing in the millennia, and I like her style, I like the way she's doing it. Yeah. Some of those close-ups,
it gives it a more personal.
Right, it feels like you're in the room,
exactly,
and it does a really good job. I feel like the middle of this movie, which is the majority of it, the story is it's like a horror movie, and it feels horrifying.
I would agree with you, especially I guess once that one part happens where they take
it
to a different room.
Oh,
yeah, it is a spoiler for the movie, I would say.
It's kind of hard to spoil real events too, but
yeah. Well, yeah, it is hard to spoil something that you know, but
But also, like, is this incident or what happened in Detroit taught widely in schools, or is it just like a footnote in a chapter of history?
I would
that you
hope
have to learn?
That it's something that people in Detroit should know, and if not, people in the black community should definitely know. It's a story that they probably tell themselves a lot, you know, about how they aren't like
every time there's like a shooting. In present day, they're like, well, at least it wasn't like the Algiers motel
right,
or something. Right?
Yeah.
They compare it to something.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah,
I mean, we compare our shit here too.
Sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure the cops know about it, and I'm pretty sure the black community knows about it, but I don't know about anybody else. That's a big problem with a lot of things.
Yeah, they tend to be localized.
Even local people don't know it because it didn't happen to them or their people sometimes. And that's like, if it happens to white people, everybody needs to know about it. But if it happens to black people, like, eh, like,
right.
It does feel that way.
Which, again, it feels like this movie wants to feel needed. I feel like this movie is a toddler that needs to be taken care of, but it's asking to be taken care of too much. So I feel like, because I'm not saying this is not what's stopping me from loving this movie, by the way, but the fact that, you know, two white people wrote and directed this movie has a strange aftertaste that's not the reason I hate it.
I really want,
but I feel like it's trying too hard.
I honestly think they should have put who they collaborated with.
Right,
like that would have been great because
if they did,
I think it would have been a better. It makes it better. I think it makes the movie stronger that way. Because I'm not saying two white people can't make a movie about this. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that, you know, perspective wise and what's it called? And I guess holds more meaning when it does come from somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody who is of that race or of any other race.
Yeah.
You know, you get to put that extra touch, or something else can come from it. You never know. Different.
And I definitely don't want to be the guy that says, like, I want black people directing black movies. No fucking way.
No, that's not what I'm saying either. But right. You know what? You can collaborate. And that's the thing. Like,
right.
Did you – and I'm pretty sure they did their homework, which I would hope they did, because a lot of this stuff is based on real events, right?
Right.
So that being said, maybe it would have been better if they put, like, we collaborated with X amount of people. And maybe they did do that in the credits.
Yeah.
I just don't stay for credits.
I did stay for credits, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
So I also want to put that out there, because a lot of people shy away from talking about it from that angle. Because, you know, it's almost like it's too racial if you even mention the idea of race into the picture. Like, because of people, you know, are too butthurt about that kind of thing. And I want to put everything out there, even if it's just a thought. Like, I don't have an answer to it either.
Okay.
Or I don't even have a big opinion. I just feel like that aftertaste feel, and that's the best I can put it. So moving on from that point, I do think that there's some stuff in this movie that makes it a great movie. Oh, that has the makings of a great movie. One is the filmmaking, which you mentioned, which goes along with the editing, which I thought was surprisingly better than I thought it would be. Which relates to the pacing of it, which lends to the horror and how it feels in the making, like before a person gets beat up, compared to the shot of the next person that gets beat up, like or shot at or tortured verbally or whatever. Like, all these scenes are, unfortunately, really well mirrored and directed so well that you kind of feel like in the room, in a bad way.
Well, you feel like you're what's it called? What is that? A fly on the wall.
Yeah, I guess you would. Yeah, but like a fly that's forced to be there. Like, also, you know.
Yeah, I would say like that cop, like that security guard almost.
Right.
The security guard.
The acting in this movie is also a bigger thing. I think it might be the best thing in this movie to come away from. Like, the best villain of the year might be this guy, Will Poulter. That's the actor's name, who plays Krause.
I've seen him in other things.
He's been around. He's been around for sure. And we never say who stars in this film, but it does star that Boyega guy. What's his name? From Star Wars? Right?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, anyway. It stars
John Boyega.
Why is
Anthony Mackie, Al G. Smith, Jacob Latimer, or Lattimore, Chris Chalk, Mason Albin, Bennett Deedley, Michael Gerben,
Daniel Washington's in this. So there's a lot of actors.
James Williams, if you know who that is.
Jack Rayner also. He plays the nicer of the cops.
I guess. Not really.
No, sure. Just the nicest one.
Yeah, Ben O'Toole. Right.
The two girls are Caitlin Dever and Hannah Murray, who I've seen in stuff too. I've seen both of them in things.
Okay.
And so there is. What do you think this movie's trying to say about this historical viewpoint? Is it? Do you think the movie is just trying to be objective about the historical points? Or do you feel like it's saying something? I know that what the opening's saying, but I'm saying, what do you think is the purpose of showing us what they show us? Like, is there a purpose beyond?
No, I think it's trying to get us in a mindset, and it's trying to get us this is what I think, right, of course. But I think the movie's trying to get us in a mindset of, like, listen, like, it's built up oppression, right? Systemic oppression. And even when things have begun to change, it doesn't change overnight, right? And obviously there's so much blowback from things, right? And all this stuff that's why the civil rights movements happen and all these other things. And even after they get their rights and everything, people still don't treat them equal, right? Specific white people still don't treat them equally. And not everybody.
And I really don't get it either.
Right, I don't get it either. But but then again, we're not white.
Yeah.
And we're not black either, so.
Yeah, but I'm usually pretty good at at least trying to see where they're coming from.
Sure.
I don't understand where white people are coming from. You subject them for ages and then they're the enemy after you don't? I don't understand how that works.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, continue.
So I think the movie's trying to get us in the mindset of just like, hey, like, you know, it's all of this history is built on top of this and things don't change overnight and you can see why people react to these ways. That's, I think, what the beginning is trying to say for us. Like I said, that's what I took from it anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what you think. Well, the thing is that I feel like the movie is trying to say something. I don't think it comes across because, like I said, the movie feels like a horror movie. Because of these people being tortured. In a way, if you just take out the whole racial element, you can make this movie into The Strangers. You know, these guys invade a hotel and they kill people or they torture them and kill some of them or whatever happens. And it's not super obvious who's going to die either. The movie, like, unless you know those details going in, it's not like you really don't know what's going to happen at any given point. And that's the horror. That's a big horror aspect of the film. But I can't deny that that's the genre they're kind of making in this historical drama. And on top of that, I feel like the rest of the stuff is too reliant on facts or what makes the most sense that could happen in that time period with these people. And I think they lose something in the translation. They lose some of the heart that maybe should have been inputted more, should have been injected more into the film in order for us to, you know, not just like be horrified, but also empathize. I'm not even saying with the assailants, of course, I'm not saying that, but empathize with the time, with this historical presence, the historical heaviness of Detroit in 1967. I think that it's lost. I think the heart of it's lost because it's so clinical in telling us what happened as opposed to it tries to tell us the why and everything with that opening, but it fails because it's too detached from the actual event of the Algiers Motel.
Especially after the event,
right?
It feels just so much.
If there was a way, and movies have done this before,
it feels like they read the transcripts,
right? And it feels like if the movie included that stuff that was in the opening in the actions and the scenes of the Algiers Motel only, I feel like we would have gotten a lot more out of it.
Yeah, and I also think the movie focused, especially towards the end. Like, I'm not going to get into spoilers, but like after the events of the Algiers Motel, I felt rushed at some parts.
Yeah.
And then I felt like we gave too much time on other parts. I was like, what happened? Like, this movie kind of fell apart towards the end for me.
Yes. We're going to get to that. Esh, anything you want to say before we
I think we're pretty much in agreement with how we feel about the movie.
It's hard to recommend this. Even this movie was amazing.
But it does have good elements. The movie does, and like I said, it does feel, you are right about the horror thing, it does feel like a horror movie at some times.
Right.
What's it called? Specifically that whole moment of them on the
hallway.
And
there are movies that are also like reprehensible, you'll never watch again, but you feel they're important enough to show to others. I don't think this movie fits.
I don't know where I fall in line with this movie. I wouldn't tell somebody not to watch this movie. I don't have to watch it again for sure, but I don't know where I fall into it either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell somebody not to watch it, but I won't recommend it either. Like, it's weird. I won't go out of my way to recommend it. How about that?
Yeah.
But if it comes up in conversation, I'll be like, yeah, I saw the movie. I thought this about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, me too. All right, so let's get to spoilers for Detroit starting right now. Starting.
Alice.
Mm-hmm.
No. Sometimes when a black guy is put in a position of authority, other black guys, they like to single you out, okay? Because I'm not supposed to tell them what to do.
When we have these conversations, we do them in stages, okay? Stage one, witnesses. Stage two suspects.
What stage are we in?
You don't know what stage we're in?
No, could you specify for me?
Yeah, we're in stage two. You're a suspect.
Okay, so I want to talk about...
They fucking die, man.
That was nice. I want to talk about the character named...
Yes.
Dismuke? Dismukes?
The worst character in the movie. Go ahead.
John Boyega's character. Yes. It is the worst one.
Thank you.
I wanted him to... I mean, he has nothing to do. I feel like he is some sort of weird observer, if anyone's seen Fringe Season 4, or 1 through 5, honestly, because they're around forever. He's like an observer. He's just in the background while shit happens, and except that this guy is a little more involved.
He is literally wrong place, wrong time.
But nothing...
But his own fault.
But his own fault.
Like, and for trying to be a guy who's like not... For trying to be a guy who just like wants to not be part of anything, he became really big part of it for almost no reason.
Right, and because he wasn't a big deal in the motel.
It wasn't a big deal in the motel.
He wasn't.
He wasn't. I 100% agree with you.
Right.
And then except like this weird end part where he gets the finger pointed at him by one of the girls, right? That he was part of the whole thing that happened, which he wasn't. And even though she retracted that after she blamed him, right?
Right.
It didn't matter. He still got tried. And that felt like the movie, like, what happened? Like, it doesn't explain that. It doesn't bother.
See, I feel like if the movie was more sophisticated about it, they could have shown like an idea of like what it felt like to be a person that was in a strange position, or like what would happen, like the chaos of this incident, like how it could get wrong people fingered about something that they shouldn't be,
right,
and vice versa, because that shit happens all the time.
Yeah,
but like I feel like the movie was too showing that wham bam fast. Or not given enough space to breathe, maybe, that it came off to us looking like what the fuck?
Yeah, right. I mean, at least that's how I came off.
I'm still like that. I still it's been a couple of weeks since I've seen it, and I still don't think any different about it. Usually a week or two, this is the benefit of doing bonus episodes that gives me more time to have a retrospective on it. But no, it's not doing that for me in this one. John Boyega he's a good actor. I don't know why they let him do nothing in the movie.
Yeah. I don't know.
He has like a standout scene in the trailers too.
He was like, I don't know who. He was like the hall monitor.
Talking to the detective or something. Yeah. No, he was guarding a grocery store during the
riots. Right, no. He was like the hall monitor, like in that area though. Like,
oh, yes.
In the movie. That's,
right.
That's what I meant. Like,
yeah.
That was just
weird.
Yeah,
he looked strangely like on their side, but also did nothing, so he wasn't.
It was really weird.
Very weird.
But at the same time, like, as the movie, like, I think... What the movie for him is trying to say is that, like, he never stood for anything. He stood for, like, technically himself, right? But he never stood for, like, the black people's cause, right?
So what? Is he supposed to represent every person that is an innocent bystander that doesn't do anything to help? Is he supposed to represent that? Because I didn't get that from that either.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't get that.
I know nothing about this character.
Right, exactly. But he plays an integral part also.
He only plays the integral part because of the trial.
Exactly.
The trial is what cements a lot of the events of this moment in history
I would think that most of the things that we get are information from him. Like... He does get first notion of all this stuff, and then he probably did get to talk to everybody else.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Right. They probably pulled little statements.
Right, exactly. I mean, he does have a lot of information. He is like almost like, well, like we're saying, he's watching. He's a watcher, right? He's watching everything. So he does have like that, because in comparison to everybody else having their head on the wall, he does have that information that he can give. It just feels like, and I feel like most of our information we got probably was from him, or a mix of things, but a lot of it could be from him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the movie kind of focuses on him being a big role in the movie.
Like I said, I think I know what the movie is trying to do. I just didn't think it succeeded. And I really didn't like the whole... I didn't care about the trial. I feel like the movie felt like it should have ended with the ending of that night. Because I feel like the powerhouse moments...
Yeah.
So there is something... amazing, actually, that happens after the motel thing, which I'm going to get to, which includes the actor Algie Smith, who plays the singer guy, Larry. I love this stuff. I loved everything about him. But like we're saying about John Boyega's character, Dismukes, Jesus, what name? I feel like it tarnishes it also. So it's kind of hard to to wrap your mind around a movie that doesn't know what it's trying to say or how to say it.
Sure.
And but well, I mean, you want to talk more about the how that night ends more, or what did you think of the whole idea of cops versus the not the black people? I'm saying versus the authority in the soldiers.
Yeah, I think what I really found troublesome, and it feels like I find it even to today, is there's like no one ever wants to take responsibility for anything, and it's sad that people in positions like policemen don't ever want to take responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Like, two things I remember more is when the soldiers left because they didn't want to take responsibility.
Well, it's when the state police left.
And then when the state police left. Yeah. Those are the two moments because they, like, instead of fucking doing the right thing.
That is the big moment of the three main cops who are there don't want to take responsibility of anything.
Well, yeah, but I already wrote them off.
Yeah, I already wrote them off, for sure. Right. Yeah, I do agree. But, like, yeah, no, the state police one really pissed me off. The military was just like, we're not supposed to be doing anything here about that. This literally, it's up to local and state. Like, we're here to just stop problems, and that's what we came here for. I almost, like, forgave them, but at the same time, not. But the state one, that really, like, I was like, dude, are you, like, wow. Like, yeah. That's just.
And before that, you know, that first incident that the main guy, Kraus, the main villain, gets in trouble for, but doesn't.
Does it?
Is he's when he shoots that guy work. In the back, and the guy detective is like, what the fuck are you doing shooting people? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay, there's some order here. Good. Yeah. And the guy's like, okay, just go home. I'll call you. I'm like, oh, go back to work, he says.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Bro.
He just shot some. You just told him
it was okay for him to shoot that guy. You just told him it's okay to shoot black guys. Or black women, even. Yeah. So that was awful. It was just, whew. Like, that's part of the power we're about to see in the rest of the movie, as far as the whole racial inequality. I think that the authority angles, the structures of how it's all done, the corruption and whatnot, I think that part of the movie is told really well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, white people can do that, though. We've seen many movies like that.
Right. So I figured they nailed that. What did you think of the three main people here is Anthony Mackie's character Green, L.G. Smith's character Larry, and Jacob Lattimore's Fred. Those are the top three, I would say.
Yes.
Anthony Mackie plays that soldier that was with the girls when the cops came in, I should say. He was in his own room. I think Jake Lattimore wasn't a part of the band, but he was like their manager or something, or their runner boy or something.
I think so.
Yeah. His thing was interesting because his choice to stand up for himself was the wrong time and the wrongest of all wrong times and place to stand up for himself, which led him to him being the last one shot.
Sure.
Remember?
Yeah.
And that's when they're like...
But was it a wrong time?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Was it? I was about to ask you what you think about that.
I think for him, for everything he would have, I think it wasn't the wrong time.
Because throughout the whole movie, he wasn't as headstrong.
I think he was that headstrong.
I'm saying like the least headstrong.
Yeah, no, I think, I honestly think he made a, I don't know, for me it felt like the right choice, even though it led to his death, because it's something he would have never been able to live with anyways. Just like his friend.
It did feel that way to me, too.
So, like...
I feel like his character,
treated really... That's two movie seasons this year, right?
Powerfully. What was the other? Oh, yeah. Slight,
right?
Yeah. He kills in Slight.
He does.
And L.G. Smith, who plays the band leader, the main singer guy, who has a good voice, and he's going to, you know, rule Motown.
Uh-huh.
You know, he ends up having his own third act in the movie.
Yeah.
Where we see... His
Were
life.
Were we expecting
after.
That at all?
Well, I feel like him and Fred. So his name is Larry. Larry and Fred, even though they're
were
friends,
main actors.
I think that they were. Well, he became the main actor because we get all the screen time after.
Sure, yeah.
But so now I just take it as that. And we also get a big chunk of the opening with him. You know, that whole number.
Yeah, exactly.
And when the riots are starting. Right. So his ending and Fred's ending, I feel they're mirrors of a lot. So Fred could not live with himself had he gone out and accepted the cop's proposition to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Larry did. But he didn't live with himself very well. Like, right. He could physically not control his anger at the idea of dealing with or seeing or being with white people again.
Yeah.
And that's really powerful and fucked up and rarely seen in movies also. Not super rarely, but rarely enough.
Yeah.
And explored in the way it was explored. And I kind of love his character by the end, even though I'm really sad for him.
Yeah, I will agree with you there. I didn't hate his story at the end, but it just didn't fit. Like, it didn't feel like it fit with the rest of the movie because the movie almost changes genres like halfway through or whatever.
Yeah.
Or just throughout the whole thing. I don't know. It didn't fit, but I did like it. So I'm not, just for me, it wasn't a good fit.
I hear you. I guess a lot of people came out of the movie, like a lot of critics and or people, friends of mine, were saying about Detroit that one of these I liked the most was his involvement in the third act or final act or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's one of my favorites too. I definitely do believe the Algiers Motel scenes are the standout stuff because that's the meat of the potatoes, right? But otherwise, yeah. I mean, that's one last positive thing I will say about the movie that I think it did right. But it was in a sea of mixed themes and mixed messages.
Sure, yeah.
So,
I feel like a movie shouldn't shy away from... You already gave us like a kind of like a what's it called, a story intro with words and drawings and things. Yeah. You're allowed to do that towards the end of the movie also, or even in the middle of the movie. Like, you can bring it back in if you do it right.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't shy away from it if it means you're explaining other things.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Anything else you want to explore or talk about in this one?
I don't know. No, I mean, I can't think of anything else besides, like, they looked like really bad white guys, like the army. Are those cops.
He was pretty evil.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was pretty... It was weird. He's like, he had his own sense of righteousness. Like, in the end, it only mattered what he cared and what, like, you know, not only cared, but what he thought was right. And he thought this was right. A lot of the things, like,
no.
And then he just, I don't know, I felt kind of fucked up, for sure.
Yeah, very fucked up. Also, he's like, he became an instance, at least for that week or that, you know.
I also saw that whole, like, scene coming with, like, where the guy, he's like, oh, yeah, you can go kill him now, right?
Yeah.
You can go shoot him. And he's like, yeah, but they never explained to the guy that they weren't actually killing them.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Yeah, I saw that coming. I was like, oh, man.
That was really fucked up.
Yeah.
That was really fucked up. No, I mean, I was going to say that that guy became an instant Joffrey level of hate.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, yeah. So I believe that's it for Detroit. We're mixed on the movie, as a lot of people seem to be. I think we expect a lot because after Zero Dark Thirty in Hurt Locker, at least I did. But so it's okay, but not a big deal. But Detroit's out.
Yeah, I tried to set my expectations anyway.
In theaters, not for very long though, because it's not making much money and it's getting bad reviews.
Well, probably by the time this comes out, you should be able to buy it or rent it.
Oh yeah, if it comes out, if you listen to this in 5 months later, then yes, then this should be out already, out and about. Rent it, watch it, see what you think, and let us know. That's it for our bonus this month, I should say. I'm Oscar.
And Ralph.
Laters.